Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I'm Matt.
And today, we're talking about the 4th of July. You should not be working, hopefully, if you're listening to this. And we're barely working, too. That's why I'm putting out the super short episode, just to let you know that we're still around, but we don't work on holidays.
Yeah. We thought about doing one of those episodes where we re-release one that we've done recently, but since we've only been doing this for a few months, we felt that that would be kind of lame. We might want to give it I feel like we could do that after a year, right? Like once we have a year of like content, there might be one that we haven't talked about in a while that might be good to throw back out there into the fray.
But we can't do that now. So here's a fresh shorty.
But really, I mean, the biggest reason we're not doing another full-on topic for today's episode, at least, is because we're trying to maintain that work-life balance. It takes some work. You know, we have to get together and decide on what beer we're going to drink and create an outline, make sure we're covering all the good talking points that we want to cover.
Then we have to drink the beer, and that's really difficult,
especially
too.
Especially hard.
And then we have to tell you about the beer that we're drinking, and I'm like, I don't know, that's getting really difficult.
Sometimes we even tailgate, you know, like last week's episode, we had a beer before we even drank that strawberry French. I don't even don't know how to say it.
Dude, I don't know French, all right?
The champ de Frises. That was terrible. Not right? That was terrible.
Dude, anybody that's French and listening or took French in high school even, they're really upset right now.
And for you listeners out there that have been with us for a while, you're going to have heard us say that we try to maintain a life that's worth living now, that where we get to enjoy and live life. We focus on money, but not to the detriment of our lives, to where we feel that we're sacrificing too much now, to where we don't even feel like we're having a life, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, we realize we could work our butts off and try to come out with a whole new episode for July 4th. So I hope that, you know, today you're taking a holiday with your family and you're thinking about the great freedoms you enjoy and spending some quality time with people that really matter in your life. And that's what we're doing. And that's why you're getting this abbreviated episode. But it's just a reminder to keep balance at the forefront of your life. And all work and no play makes us really dull and no fun. And so get out there and have some fun today.
Yeah. And even if you're not a listener in the U.S., hopefully you've got a vacation or a holiday coming up soon and you can focus on that then. But what about you, man? Do you guys have 4th of July plans already set?
Yeah, we'll be at the pool today, all day, and then watching some fireworks. So that's our plan. Super laid back July 4th.
Well, you heard me talk about on the last episode how I've been training. So if any listeners are listening to this and you're running the Peachtree, look for me because I'll be running and sweating my brains out. But it's fun, though. It's worth it, and it's awesome running with like 40,000 people. All I know is that we're doing that, and then we're planning to take it easy that day. Lately, I've been thinking about how fun it would be to have a water balloon, like a big neighborhood water balloon fight, because we had a little mini water balloon fight a few weeks ago at the Streets Alive thing at the brewery. How cool would it be to have? Doesn't it seem super like American to have like watermelon and a water balloon fight kind of thing up on the corner in the neighborhood?
Oh, that sounds good. Let's do that soon.
Yeah, maybe we can organize something like that. It'd be fun.
Heck yeah. I'm all about that.
Because otherwise, man, I mean, fireworks are a ton of fun, but like my girls are so young and they kind of get freaked out. They get scared by that. So we're not at the stage yet to where we can embrace the loud, explosive fireworks where you can feel it in your tummy, which is what they'll be saying.
All right, Matt, let's get out of here. Let's go do our fun stuff for July 4th. And, you know, we'll be back next week with a full length episode. But this is just hopefully a reminder to all of you and to ourselves that, you know, life isn't all about work and production and making something. We're having a lot of fun making this podcast, but a week off is good, too. And so make sure to take that vacation time, rest, recuperate with your family, and enjoy, you know, some of the fruit of your labors.
That's right. Take some time with the ones that you love. Until next time, man.
Best friends out.
Best friends out.